Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right. Your Philadelphia Eagles, after a 32-6 cock drumming on the faces of the Atlanta Falcons, first place in the NFC East, first place in the NFC, first place in the NFL, first place in the universe. Rune, how you feeling?
I feel absolutely incredible. I love even hearing you say those numbers, 32-6, and I can't decide which one's more impressive, because the 32 is damn impressive. And yeah, it looked like the Falcons suck, but that 6 is a glimmering, beautiful 6. Unbelievable job by the defense, great job by the offense, and it looks like the high end of our expectations came true today.
If there's one thing you can say from the Eagles for this season after today, it's their offensive and defensive lines. If they can stay healthy, which we knew, they're going to be able to compete with anybody. They are. They just absolutely just cream pied the Falcons all day. And that led to Jalen Hurts being able to do what he could do. And that led to the secondary and linebackers being able to do what they can do. Jalen Hurts looked like a franchise QB. Nick Sirianni looked like a damn competent head coach. And the Eagles not only looked decent, they looked fun to watch. They were playing with heart. They were playing with aggressiveness. They were playing with gusto. Like,
yeah, they looked like a team.
If they go out and put that forth effort every single week, they're not going to win every game. Next week, we're going to see exactly like kind of what kind of team we're looking at against the 49ers, who, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's about almost blew it at Detroit today. Like, we might have something here, baby. We might have something.
Yeah, it's tough to even think of where to start, so I guess you got to start at the quarterback. Jalen Hurts was within himself the entire game. We didn't see any crazy shots down the field, but he did the things that he needed to do. He found people on screens. Our screen game today looked incredible, especially compared to last year, where it looked like the linemen didn't know where to be. Wentz couldn't hit anybody on a screen pass. Our running backs couldn't catch anything. Quez Watkins, Jalen Reagor, Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, everybody looked good in the screen game. There weren't any massive shots downfield, but the longest shot downfield turned out to be a beautiful touchdown to our rookie, who, if you listen to us pregame, plus 2,000 to score the first touchdown of the game. That's a nice win right there. That's a real nice win.
Jalen Hurts, 27 for 35, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns, a 126.4 quarterback rating. Not only that, he had 62 yards on the ground. No touchdown. Couldn't get that 1776 cooking, even though I thought he might be able to run right in there in the end. But you literally can't win them all. And we're going to see how much of today had to do with just how bad the Falcons are. Last year, the Falcons were held under 10 points once, and it was against the Saints. So, I mean, you knew at least offensively with Matt Ryan and Ridley and Pitts, they might be able to put something together, but they look bad. They might not win 4 games this year. They really might not.
They look worse than they did last year. They have less options on offense that are like threats. You could really, after the first drive, see the Eagles keying in on Calvin Ridley. And to their credit, they just took him out of the game. As much as we got on Darius Slay last year, Darius Slay, tip of the cap, dude. Great game today. Steven Nelson, great game today. Unbelievable job by our corners. And the fact that Steven Nelson is a little bit closer to Darius Slay's level of competition, they mentioned it in the broadcast, we could play a little bit more zone on defense. You don't have to have your top cornerback following their best wide receiver and leaving imbalances all over the field. Our team is more balanced. Even the defensive line didn't look incredible early on, competent but not incredible. By the end of the game, our D tackles are getting a sack on every other play. It was awesome.
Yeah, Javon Hargrave was eating at the end of the game. I mean, he just absolutely took everything over. A little quiet from Fletcher Cox, but, I mean, Brandon Grant, Ridgeway, I mean, they were everywhere. They were everywhere all game. And granted, Falcons look that bad on offense and their defensive lines. But, Christ, I mean, they were doing everything they could.
I'm kind of tired of the people in my mentions already who are like, dude, it's the Falcons. It's a tune-up game against the Falcons. They're setting you up for – like, this is what you're supposed to do against the Falcons team. And you're not supposed to let them back in, like you're saying, the 49ers did with the Lions. Like, if the 49ers are this juggernaut, then why are they letting the Lions back in the game? It'll be a tougher test for us next weekend, for sure. But the things you worry about are getting out to these big leads, 17-0 last year in the opener, and then kind of letting everybody back in, leaving the door open. And for whatever reason, we were able to get better as the game went on today. I mean, Kenny Gainwell looks like a problem. He looks like Boston Scott's not even playing.
No, Boston Scott didn't play, and that's fine. If Kenny Gainwell is going to play that well, that consistently, I mean, they let him in there for some of the biggest drives of the game, as well as, like, for important pass protection, like, issues. And good for him. Good for him to coming in and stepping up. Jordan Mailata earned this contract, like, just from one play, basically. Pancaking everybody, rugby style, on Reger's touchdown.
I mean, oh my gosh.
He just looks like an absolute beast. Lane Johnson is back healthy, playing great. I mean, this team overall probably won't have enough talent to like win a Super Bowl, obviously. But they played good, inspired, mistake-free football. Zero turnovers today. Was Hurts sacked maybe once? Like,
yeah.
It was just good. It was good to see some competency for once.
Yeah, if I had to nitpick, I think that some of the two things that stood out the most were the offensive line penalties, which in a tighter game maybe hurt you a little bit more. Like, I hate to see the one. I mean, Mailata probably should have had two penalties. He only had the one. Suamalu had a couple, and then Lane Johnson had three. Too many penalties from the offensive line. And then early on in the game, I didn't like the tackling, especially from our linebackers, like Eric Wilson, Jannard Avery kind of being out of place sometimes. The rookie Patrick Johnson had, like, a bad missed tackle. I think that there's a couple misfires that maybe bite them in the ass if the game's a little bit more in the balance. But, I mean, those things wound up not even playing in, and the offensive line, you know, played together later on in the game, and the defense figured it out. Like, it's tough to find something wrong with a six-point game.
Yeah, you're right about the penalties, though. 14 for 89 yards. Granted, the Falcons had 12 for 99. But the defense with the tackling, they bent a little bit in the beginning, but they didn't break. Falcons were in the red zone twice. Two field goals. Eagles won in the red zone twice. Two touchdowns early on. And then they didn't make it back. They just didn't make it back. The defense was dominant the entire game. And the Phillies just lost these fucking bums. losers.
Damn.
Just what losers. Aaron Nola with another 0-2 dinger to Garrett Thompson. Has like six home runs on the fucking year. And Hector Neris did the same thing. 0-2 pitch to him. Another two-run bomb was a tie game 3-3. Fuck the Phillies, man. God damn it. No, I didn't have any responsible money on them today or anything.
It sounds responsible. Yeah, they fucked you badly. But
bums.
You got to get your wins where you can. And, you know, it is football season. And it is football season. So if the Phillies are going to let us down, that would make, you know, about 97% of my life. which would be about par for the course, and that's why I'm all right being locked in on the birds right now, because that was a beautiful game, and I'm flying pretty high. You know what I mean? I feel like a palpable buzz. Like, I feel like I'm a little bit fucked up off the Eagles.
And how can you not? As long as everybody stays healthy, specifically the offensive defensive lines and Jalen Hurts, like, they're going to come out and at least attempt to compete. They're going to give you a watchable product every single week. And really, like, that's all you can ask for. And we'll see. Next week's going to be more of a judge to see where they can be, especially competing with this NFC East that is dog dick. If they get the doors blown on by them by obviously a better team in the 49ers, then it'd be like, okay, like, they could maybe scrounge some games here and there, but they are pretty much what we thought they were. If they take the 49ers to the wire and still lose, I mean, this team could take down the NFC East now.
Yeah, I mean, especially with Ryan Fitzpatrick getting hurt. I mean, who knows what's going to wind up happening with the Cowboys, but I don't believe in the Giants at all. Like, if it's Taylor Heineke or Dak Prescott, like, I mean, Dak is obviously a little bit more threatening, but it seems way more attainable right now.
We're going to get to the calls in a second, but what do you think? What do you think the line's going to be next week? It's going to be very interesting.
I think that since the Eagles are at home and because of what they showed, I think that it's going to be like Eagles 3. I think the Eagles by 3, and it could just because it's like the 3 that they get at home, and otherwise it's pretty much a wash because both teams played well, like we're saying. Their offense obviously put up a lot of points. They'd be showing a lot of different looks to us, like a way. I mean, we basically saw a vanilla bullshit, like, terrible offense coming from the Falcons today. I am not impressed with Matt Ryan. I'm not that impressed with Kyle Pitts. He looked fine, but he didn't look incredible, and I don't know who I should be putting that blame on, but he didn't look like, you know, top offensive rookie of all time. I'd be more satisfied with the guy on our side of the ball who's an offensive rookie catching those passes, because it seemed like Devontae Smith was getting open. I mean, I'd love to watch the tape, but he might have even been getting open more than Jalen Hurts was finding him. He was a nice safety valve, and that's what we've needed.
Yeah, this win today might be most impressive for Nick Sirianni and least impressive for Arthur Smith. I mean, what the shit? Arthur, you didn't do dick, man, for being that highly touted coming out of Tennessee and basically saying that, like, oh, I'd rather be a FedEx driver than go to Philly. Hey, man, you didn't look good at all.
Yeah, you could see his body language change throughout the game. It was like a turtle kind of shrinking his head back into his shell throughout the game. It just felt like that guy was defeated. And he was. It was defeated every single way. And if the Falcons keep on playing like this the entire year, uninspired, no fight, no imagination in the play calling, it seemed like the only imagination he had was going up tempo early on. If they play like this for the entire year, he's going to be out of there after 1 year.
Dude, even just, you know, like, putting Matt Ryan in situations where he couldn't, like, even attempt to win at the end of the game, and this happened multiple times, like, they were throwing well short of the sticks on third and fourth down. It was not inspirational whatsoever. They looked like how I feared the Eagles could look like, but thank God the Eagles didn't. We disagree on the line for next week, kind of big time. I still think the 49ers are going to be probably 5-point favorites, maybe 5.5. And
oh, my God. If that's the case, I'm jumping on it on fucking Monday when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm 4.5 to 5.5. That's where I'm putting it at right now. But Eagles at home, like, who knows? Who knows? They could take them to the wire and they can pull it out. That's going to be fucking – that's. Imagine they win next week and go 2-0. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people are reserving flights for – where's the Super Bowl? L.A. this year?
Oh, my God. I couldn't even – I couldn't even imagine.
I have a question about
through this town.
I have a question about a couple scenarios through the game. The Eagles went for it on fourth down multiple times So is that what you think? Do you love it? Like, they obviously there are some people who didn't like the play call, but like that they did go for it in the scenario.
I like the aggressiveness for sure. The play calling could have been a little bit more imaginative and better, and I think that's going to bite them against better teams. But I have no problem with going for it on fourth down in pretty much all those scenarios. I have no problem. In fact, I'm very encouraged when they had a penalty on a two-point conversion and got it at the one and went for it and got it. Like, I love that. And you want to be big ball Sirianni coming in. I mean, that's what we liked about Doug. Like, that was like quite possibly his most appealing trait, and what essentially won him a Super Bowl was the fact that he was just balls to the wall and aggressive. And if Sirianni's like that too, I'm not going to hate erring on the side of aggressiveness.
Honestly, on the fourth downs, and I hate to come at the dude because he played so well, but I think I would put both of them on Jalen Hurts. I think that if I'm not mistaken, the first fourth down, he kind of rolled out of the pocket and kind of tiptoed along the sideline and launched one. I think that was the fourth down. If not, it was like the third down right before it. But I think if he just steps up in that pocket, he had a nice little pocket, kind of just trusting the pocket. It seemed like there were a little bit of nerves there. And then on the second fourth down, he was a little bit tentative in the handoff to Kenny Gainwell, and I think that if he's just attacking, going downhill, maybe since it was the RPO, maybe just hang on to the ball yourself and just fucking put your nose in there. I would have maybe liked that a little bit better. So, I mean, not the perfect game from him, but it's like damn close to a perfect game.
Yeah, and with those fourth downs, he probably could have made better decisions and done better things, but I was very encouraged by his decision-making overall. I mean, he pretty much played a flawless game. No picks. Like, put the ball down and ran when he could and got what he could. I think we're discounting just how nice it is to have a quarterback that can get you 60 yards in a game.
Yeah, he played within himself. Like, he really played within his game. He didn't try to run too much early on. He kind of saved running in the first half for that two-minute drill, which is like, you save it for when you need it. I was really encouraged by not only the use of timeouts during that drill, but how calm they looked, how they could even get to the ball and spike the ball with the Jalen Reagor catch by the sideline. It just seemed like there's a decent amount of composure amongst the squad, and that's impressive for such a young core group. Like, our receivers are all young, our running backs are young, our quarterback is obviously young. So the fact that they're playing that within themselves is a good sign going forward.
Yeah, we're going to hit so many parlay pluses on this team with the Barstool Sportsbook, because I think Vegas isn't going to believe in a lot of, like, the Jalen Hurts props that are going to be thrown out there, especially the over-under on, like, rushing yards. And Devontae Smith, if he's still going to be lingering around, like, 50 yards receiving, 60 yards receiving, we're going to hit a lot of parlay pluses, and it's going to be delightful.
Yeah, get in while you can. Like, I'm all over it for next week, especially considering, like, they might not know how good we are. Maybe I'm looking at things with very rose-colored glasses, but they gave me no reason not to. So this coming week, I'm getting all the parlay plus stuff. I'm hammering it on the sports book. I'm getting the combos out. I mean, why not just go back to the well with a lot of these players that we saw having really successful games? Because it didn't seem like an aberration. It didn't seem like, oh, you just caught like a lucky tipped underthrown pass like way down the field and scored. No, it was like consistent catches by Devontae Smith. A nice game plan of screens throughout the entire way. Dallas Goedert looked like he had a very steady, strong game for us. It was just really encouraging.
Fuck the Phillies. Let's get to the phones. Rowan, I know you got to leave soon. Just hop out whenever.
I'll probably have to hop out in about 5 minutes, but I'll get a couple calls. And you talk to the people, Smitty, because they deserve to be heard today.
Max, first time, long time, my friend. How we doing? Doing hot. Let's do it, Max. You're on the air. Can you hear us? All right, Max is out. Get back in here, Max. Patty, how are you cooking?
Okay.
Talk to us, Patty.
Great game. I said it was going to be I have come game for Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith. Well, boys, they weren't the only ones.
Hell yes.
And if they could play like that on offense, they're going to win the division. Dallas is always going to find a way to lose in the worst way possible. Ryan Fitzpatrick got hurt, and if he comes back, he'll have the Fitzpatrick games more often than not. And the Giants, they suck.
You're not wrong, Patty. You're not wrong. Washington football team didn't look too bad with Heinicke or whatever his name is in there. I mean, he's going to keep them in games. That defense is going to keep them cooking. But the Cowboys will find ways to lose. And then Patty's not wrong. Like, the offense comes out like this with a game plan, albeit it's going to be against better teams. They're going to compete. They're going to compete, especially not turning the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, it's and not to be, like, a little bit sour, not to be a little bit petty, but just seeing Carson Wentz lose, seeing them lose 28-16, and he had a fine game, 250 yards, two tutties, but seeing him fumble the ball, seeing him take sacks at the wrong times, it's like, it just feels nice to know that that's our ex now, that it's not a problem that we have to deal with. He's in our past now, and we can focus on bigger, better, more exciting things, and that's Jalen Hurts.
Yo, what are you talking about, not being sour, not being petty? Fuck him. He's the one that dumped us. He's the one that went with, like, the lesser attractive team and people after we gave him all the chances in the world. We're the homegrown nice girl that he just left behind in the fucking ditch. Fuck him. Be sour. Be petty.
I don't know why you made us the girl in the situation, but I like it. I like it.
Though. Either.
we're good girls. That's all we are.
Yeah, and we're good looking.
Exactly, and we feel good. And that's. I mean, look good, feel good, play good. They certainly did play good today. It's just an unbelievable time. I'm definitely soaking this one in.
Roni, what do you got for us gals? Good looking. What's up, Roni?
Man, I just want to touch on Sirianni, man. I think the aggressiveness, man, I loved it. Like, I love going, like, even if it wasn't the right time, I think it was, what, 4th and 2, and Gainwell got stuffed. I mean, even if it wasn't the right call, I still love it. But when we start getting into, like, playing teams like the Niners next week, the Chiefs, the Bucks, like, in that situation, I think we're going to have to eventually take the points, man. But I loved how he just used all of our young wide receivers. Like, even if it was, like, a little screen, I fucking loved it, dude. Get them involved early and just fucking let them go, man. I loved it. I loved how he coached today.
Yeah, I think that, agreed, against better teams, you might be taking the points in those situations. I would have liked to see him go, like, take a shot downfield every once in a while. But Sirianni called the game that was perfect for Jalen Hurts in this situation. Like, he didn't make any mistakes, and he excelled.
Yeah, I think one of the most things that I was most excited about when they went for it was because Jalen Hurts was right there saying, let's go, let's go. You could see him going with his hands. Like, let's go, let's go for it. He was being aggressive. He wanted to be aggressive. And you don't have to do what your quarterback wants to do. But at the same time, like, this is the time to find the right juju, to work out the kinks, and to find where the chemistry lies. And I think that was a good way to find some chemistry between them. Like, even if it didn't work out, the fact that they're willing to try, willing to listen to the quarterback, that's good communication, and that's going to lead to wins.
Again, they didn't need to do it, and I'm debating whether or not it's the right move going forward. But what was the longest that Hurts aired it out today? Like, it couldn't have been maybe 20 yards, right?
The touchdown to Devontae, and then there was he kind of underthrew Zach Ertz. 18 yards. And Zach Ertz on that right sideline, he kind of underthrew him a little bit when he was wide open. Like, if he leads Ertz right there, that's either 6 or, like, a really nice gain. You know, it's like a 50-yard pickup.
Yeah, we'll see if teams start game planning towards that, which they will. It's Jalen Hurts is easily is the weakest part of the game. His game is throwing the long ball, and again, they didn't have to do it today. But I did like the screen passes to Jalen Reagor. cooking a bounce, and then they did it a couple other times. So, I mean, if you don't have to throw deep, good, but teams are going to start game planning against it.
Yeah, no reason to make it happen when it doesn't have to happen, but I was very into it, and I got to hop off, but just so the people know, Slim Reaper shirts back on sale in the Barstool store. Go pick one up, buy in. It still counts as buying low if you buy one first week, so buy in on the Slim Reaper now, and go Birds, man. What a fucking week.
Go Birds. Godspeed, Roan. We're going to keep it going here. As long as we get the callers, we got it going. Patrick, first time, long time. Let's feel good today, even though the Phillies just fist us.
First of all, I'm done with the Phillies. I've given up on them. I see no way that they're making the playoffs. But canceled. On the Eagles, I mean, Jalen Hurts in the offense is getting all the love. But, I mean, how about the defense today? I read a stat. Last year, the Falcons were only held to less than 10 points one time. And, I mean, the Eagles held them to six. They absolutely shut them down the entire second half. And if their defense can play that well the entire season, like, I'm looking at, like, 9 or 10 wins for this team. Like honestly, I have always thought the offense was going to be, like, pretty good this year because, I mean, I believe in Jalen Hurts. But if the defense plays that well all season – like, I think that they could actually realistically make, in a shitty NFC East, I think they could make the playoffs.
Yeah, you read a stat that you heard on this very Twitter speak earlier. Yes, the Falcons only was held to less than 10 points once last year. It's a different team, different system. I mean, they stink. But holding, like, Matt Ryan to 260 total yards and 136 passing yards. It's impressive. It's impressive. They did good. They game planned well. The defensive line ate the entire time. The secondary played inspired. Darius Slay specifically came out, balled. Nelson balled. Anthony Harris did well. And that's without Rodney McLeod out there, who hopefully is back next week. So.
Yeah, I mean, their defensive line looks – I mean, it's roughly the same D-line that it was when they won the Super Bowl, but, man, they look really good. Javon Hargrave, holy shit. I mean, he balled out today. The only thing about their defense that really scares me is their linebackers, but other than that, man, I think their defensive unit is actually going to be fairly formidable this year, which is a big change from last year, so – I have higher expectations than a lot of people for the Eagles this year. I'm not going to read into beating the shit out of the Falcons too much because the Falcons are one of the worst teams in the league, but that was as inspiring as a week one performance gets for a team. So I'm excited.
100%. Appreciate it, Pat. If you took the Eagles over 6.5 wins, you're feeling great right now. Absolutely great. Because if they can stay healthy, specifically on the offensive and defensive lines, which they haven't been able to since the Super Bowl year, but if they can, they're going to be right in there now. They're going to be right in there. A-Man. What's up, A-Man? First time, long time. A-Man.
First off, Smitty, Fairmount misses you, buddy, but we love you still.
Oh, I miss Fairmount. I was... When we moved back from New York, I was lobbying hard to the pregnant wife at the time for a Fairmount re-adventure. And I'm kind of happy we didn't do it because it would have been a lot with the baby. But I miss it. I miss it.
Spend my time at Urban Saloon for the game, but I'll tell you what I do like about the Eagles right now is the secondary. I think it's solid. Like. They were like no letting up like deep plays, like no more Julio Jones is also like Atlanta's missing that for sure.
Yeah, they are, but I mean Calvin Ridley averaged I think like 103 yards without him.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I'll tell you what, like what I am worried about is the run defense is a little suspect. The holes in the middle were kind of bigger than I would have ever thought over the last like 5 years for the Eagles. I'm just playing devil's advocate here, though.
Yeah, they're going to get exposed a little more against better teams, especially next week with the 49ers, who Mostert was out. Trey Sermon was inactive, so they put this fucking guy in there. I don't even know his name. It's like Earl Mitchell or something, and he just goes for 100 yards, no problem, against the Lions. So the Falcons or the 49ers are going to find ways to run and possibly expose this defense. But I mean, for what it was today, they came, they balled. I mean, we'll see. Just
totally agree. Totally agree with you. We just got to we got to keep up our, the way that our defense played was like little off, but like, I think we're getting better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and again, we'll see how much of it goes to just how disgustingly bad the Falcons end up being, or just how good the Eagles are, and we'll find out next week for the most part. I mean, fuck you, Arthur Smith, man. Like, you stink, pal. Like, you stink for as highly touted as he was this offseason to be just basically out-coached, out-schemed, out-manned, and eviscerated by Nick Sirianni, a dude who came out of completely nowhere to be the head coach of the Eagles. Like, you should be embarrassed, because at least you have like Matty Ryan, Calvin Ridley, and Kyle Pitts. He has something there, and you look like shit. So fuck you, Arthur Smith. That's coming from a nobody. Hey, John, how you doing? First time, long time.
Hey, Smith. Well, I got two things to say. First, we gotta give some love to Tsipas, the punter.
Oh yeah. No, you're not wrong. Look up the stats right now. You look good the entire game. That's one thing about this Eagles franchise. It always seems like they're dishing out like above average punters. It doesn't matter who it is. They're always coffin cornering it and doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And the kid's got a boot.
Does.
And number two, do the Birds right now have the best tight end tandem in the NFL?
Philadelphia punting. Four punts, 189 yards, 47. Three of the four were inside the 20, longest 54. I mean, he looked good. He looked good, the Sippos. And it's best tight end tandem. Trying to think of a better one right now. I mean, Hayden Hurst looked better than Kyle Pitts today, but they have an opportunity to be up there eventually. Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry for the Patriots when they get healthy. You know, Ertz and Goddard, like they're going to be formidable for sure. I can't think of anybody else that could be in that conversation. Can you?
Not off the top of my head.
If Devontae Smith is who we hope he is, and Jalen Reagor can look as explosive as he did today, and then Quez Watkins can fill in that role, I mean, that only helps the tight ends that much more. They just look like a fucking good football team today, especially on offense. I mean, they scheme well. They did all the right things. And hopefully they won't have to rely on an aging Ertz and a Dallas Goedert who is a solid tight end, but he's probably not going to be a superstar. But if we need to, I'm fine with both of them.
I mean, like you said, it's a fucking good football team.
It's a fucking good football team today. We'll see next week. We'll see next week. They did everything they needed to do today to prove that, hey, we might not have a wasted season here. There's hope. Next week is where we really see if they can actually be a contender. And by contender, I mean as much as the Phillies can be a contender in the NL, because they can win the NL East, but they can't do much after that. Same thing with the Eagles. They could probably win the NFC East now. Kev, first time, long time. You there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you hear me? Yeah, we're still going. What's up, Kev?
How do you think about my Rams? How do you think we're going to do this year? What do you think?
Your Los Angeles Rams?
Yes, sir.
I think you guys are going to possibly win the NFC.
Ooh,
I'll be honest with you.
Listen, I'm hoping for it. We made all the moves. We sacrificed a million first-round draft picks. I'm hoping for another berth in the Super Bowl, man.
I think you're going to roll tonight against Andy Dalton. I think Matt Stafford is going to be an MVP conversation.
Listen,
but how do you think the Rams would do against the Eagles?
Ooh, look, your boy looks really good. I'll tell you that. Your boy looks really good. The Eagles look really good. I'll tell you that.
Damn right we look really good.
But, I mean, then again, you know, the Falcons don't look the greatest, but I'm not gonna knock, you know, the Eagles for that. But, you know, your boy looks really good. I'll tell you that. He looks really good. It's really good.
Well, maybe we can get a nice little 2016-2017 rivalry going up again where we can go to your house and clip your nuts.
But you have to think. But think about it. If it wasn't for us, your boy wouldn't got knocked out, and you know.
Yep. No, you're not wrong. Once one get hurt,
he wouldn't get hurt.
Come in, and who knows? Might not have a Super Bowl.
That's fair it.
Point. That fair point. That so thank it. You for yep. for basically putting our ex girlfriend on the IL, and then forcing them into like a hardcore drug addiction where we can't be they can't be dateable. They just ruined him.
Listen, man. You're welcome. Anytime.
All right, Kev. Appreciate you. Some L.A. love. Why not? Even though I kind of doubt he's probably from L.A. Like, who's a Rams fan, honestly? Hopping on that bandwagon. Gotta love it. What's up, Ryan? First time, long time.
What's going on? Can you hear me?
No, we got you, Ryan. What's good?
Just a couple quick things, Smitty. Number one, I just want to get your thoughts on Sirianni's play calling. Personally, I thought he got hurt, you know, out in space. The RPO, the wide receiver screens, I thought it was perfectly devised to make Hurts, you know, have a lot of success. Number two, how about our new punter? I don't know if anybody's mentioned that yet. I just kind of hopped on here. But the punter, pinning the Falcons back, giving the defense, you know, great looks, I thought that was awesome to see.
Yeah, a couple of guys ago talking about the Sipis effect, and you can't deny it. I mean, he looked good. It seems like the Eagles always have a punter or two that is going to be excelling. I mean, even Sabraka and then Johnson and everybody just seems like above average, which is good. And nice to see Sipis taking that role. And Nick Sirianni. He did everything that Doug Peterson didn't do last year with Carson Wentz. He didn't roll out Carson, didn't give him a chance to really succeed. Now, granted, how much of that was actually Carson just holding on to his own balls and not doing anything? Probably a lot. But Sirianni put Hurts in the positions to succeed with this play calling. I thought it was a great game plan. Falcons stink, but Sirianni did a good job. I agree.
Appreciate it. That's all I had.
All right, Ryan. Appreciate you, my friend. See, vibes are good. Eagles win. The city loves a good football hopeful year. And that's really all we can ask for. Doyle? What's up, Doyle? First time, long time. Doyle's connecting. We're still connecting with the Doyle. All right, we'll try Luke. What's up, Luke? Luke's connecting too. What's going on here? Okay, Luke. How we doing? First time, long time. What's good, Luke? You there?
What's up, Smitty?
How we doing? First time, long time, my friend.
All right, so I thought Sirianni's play call was pretty good today, but those two fourth downs that we lost reminded me a little bit of Doug Peterson. What do you think?
Yeah, Roan touched on this earlier. He said that was one of his only gripes. I don't hate it. I mean, the play calling – obviously, could have been better, but, I mean, that's hindsight and devil's advocate when you don't get the fourth down.
I know. I thought, you know, whatever. We played a great game. Obviously, the defense played really well, but I just hate seeing that again because it just reminds me, it gives me flashbacks of last year, just the bullshit that we had to deal with last year with Doug Peterson going for every fourth down.
But you have to admit Doug Peterson regressed with this fourth down play calling. But his aggressiveness is what won us a Super Bowl. Like,
right,
if you're going to do something and be a coach, I would prefer you err on the side of being aggressive, which is what Sirianni did. Learn from it. Be better with your execution. I mean, you saw they went for it for the 2-point conversion. Got it. Like, it's not going to be like a complete shit show every single time. I'd rather them go out in those situations and go for it and be aggressive rather than sit back on their own nuts and have not take control of their own destiny.
Yeah, I mean, all right, one other thing I have to say is I don't mean to be that guy, but did you check out any of the Colts game today?
I read zone. I'm not slipping back and forth. I didn't watch it intently, but, I mean, they got their dicks whipped.
Yeah, so I had that set up on my laptop. I was following along with it and just
– Oh, so you were being the vindictive ex.
Yeah, I had to. You know, I mean, I had the birds on the main TV and I had the Colts on the side. I was just wanting to see how Carson was doing. But, I mean, it was classic. It was, you know, he was doing this and that. He was getting a little dinky passes and then they didn't do shit.
It didn't look like he had much to work with, but I agree. Yeah. He didn't do shit, and Seattle want them.
Yep.
See ya. Fuck you.
Yep. All right, Smitty.
All right, Luke. Thank you for being one of the vindictive ones. Andre. Andre, what's good? First time, long time. You got us, Andre? My apologies. I'm down in a power bar on my last leg here. All right. Andre's out. We'll get Nick, and then we'll wrap her up. What's up, Nick? Looking ahead this week, we'll get a first time, long time in the office with Roan and the crew, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. And then we get another Twitter session with the people sometime this week as well. Also, you see on the Barstool Sportsbook, got the Parlay Plus cooking on all NFL games. Be sure to continue to get in on that. And we'll have some more bets out here and there. As well as merch. You saw the Slim Reaper out again today. So be sure to get that. Bang, bang, bird gang. All birds, baby. All birds. It's football season. Nick's having trouble trying to connect. So that's it. That's all she wrote. 1-0, baby. 1-0. First place. NFC East. NFC. NFL. The world. The universe. Your Philadelphia Eagles. Go birds, baby. We'll see you this week. I got to listen.